Have you ever noticed that life is full of difficult questions? There are many things in life that we do not understand. Like, how does one explain the mystery when the bread and wine becomes the body and blood of Christ? Transubstantiation. How does one explain the stigmata of St. Francis or St. Catherine or St. Padre Pio? And how does it happen that they bear on their bodies the very wounds of Jesus? Or how does one explain the story of the incorruptibles? Saints who died, whose bodies don't ever decay. Most recently, we heard in the news of Sister Wilhelmina, who, 98, died 5 years ago in Missouri, and she's still as if she's living. Her body shows no decay. And there's people are coming all over the country to see Sister Wilhelmina's body. This weekend, we celebrate the mystery of God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we were baptized, we were asked, do you believe in God the Father Almighty? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord and God? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? So how does one explain the Trinity? It should not surprise us as some of the finest scholars have made an attempt to explain it to our mind's satisfaction. Some have used the analogy of water. Under normal conditions, water, H2O, is a liquid, but freeze it and it becomes a solid. Heat it and it becomes steam. It's still H2O. Whatever form it takes, it's the same. Some have used the analogy of masks worn by actors in the old Greek tragedies. One actor wearing many masks can play many parts, but it's still one actor. And some others have used the analogy of roles and relationships. A person can be a father or a mother, a husband or wife, a son or daughter, a nephew or niece. In other words, one person has many roles. And good old St. Patrick held up a shamrock. Is this one leaf or three? Now, these aren't perfect analogies, but they're the best that you and I can do with these minds that God has given us. One of the most neat Christians who ever lived was a man we now know as St. Augustine. Augustine converted to Christianity in 386 by the writings and sermons of St. Ambrose, the Bishop of Milan. And 10 years later, Augustine became a bishop himself and served at Hippo on the coast of Africa to the area that we now call Algeria. A true story, Augustine was walking along the seashore pondering, how could God be one and yet three? So suddenly he stopped and watched a child who was carrying a cup of ocean water to a small hole he had dug in the sand. What are you doing, boy? Asked Augustine. And the child replied, I'm trying to pour the ocean into this hole. And Augustine laughed and said, child, that's impossible. The child looked at him in the eyes and said, it's no more possible than for you to put the Almighty God into your small mind. And how true. Like so many things about life and faith, the Trinity is one of those many things we will never fully understand. When it comes to this lofty teaching like the Trinity, we might recall an ancient Chinese proverb which says, the bird does not sing because he has an answer. He sings because he has a song. We may not be able to understand the mystery of God in three persons, but we can enjoy the incredible beauty of the world which God has made. What an awesome day, the blue sky, the beautiful air, the world that God has made, the flowers blooming, grass green. What a gift it is to behold the Creator in His creation. We may not be able to understand Bethlehem's babe in Godhead, as one of the Christmas songs says, but we can take a heart, the life and teaching of Jesus, and imitate Him, as Paul tells us today in the second reading. We may not understand all there is to understand about the advocate that Jesus said He would send us. But how many times have there been when the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, enveloped us with His love? He wrapped Himself around us like a gentle embrace, reminding us that no matter we are here or at school, God is there wrapping His arms around us. Finally, we do know this. We do know that one day in God's own time, everything will be revealed to you and me. St. Paul wrote many years ago, for now we see in a mirror, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully as I am known. So dear friends, I invite you to look forward with me to that day when all will be revealed. And the best news of all, we will see God face to face.